Maybe you're in a position to dim the lights or place something over the closed eyes so that there's a limited amount of sensory input. Do that now. And lying on your back, take a few cleansing breaths here. Taking this time to settle into this posture, into this asana, this shape of the body. And if you're lying here and thinking you might be a little cool or you could be a little more comfortable with a pillow or a cushion underneath the head, the knees, get whatever you need to. Whatever will bring the most amount of comfort, of ease. And then allow yourself to become 10% more comfortable. Give the body the permission to come into a place of quiet and stillness. And with every exhalation, allow the entire body to fully soften. As you breathe out, let go. Feel the weight of your body loosen, release. Connect to the downward force of gravity and then the support beneath you, that which holds you. Allow yourself to feel supported. Take a full breath in, and as you exhale, feel any cares and worries float away. Really giving yourself this time as time for you. And as always, in this practice, we'll function on levels of hearing and awareness. There's no need to analyze, to concentrate. Give yourself permission to listen. And if you fall asleep throughout the practice, allow it to be a restful sleep. If thoughts come to distract you, don't worry, just bring your awareness back to the sound of my voice. Listen and follow on. And beginning the relaxation, begin to bring about a feeling of ease. And feel it spread little by little throughout the whole body. The toes, the feet release, relax, let go. The legs, the hips, the buttocks softens. Fully supported. Feel the lower back, the rib cage, the mid back release, relax, let go. The abdomen and the chest melt, dissolving any tension, any tightness, soften through the arms, the upper arms, lower hands, the shoulders release, the head, the neck, the whole body. Whole body relaxed, whole body at ease. Let go of any effort. Release any difficulty. Become aware of the entire body, the whole body completely at ease, relaxed. And mentally say to yourself, I'm going to release, relax, and let go. Now's the time to repeat the Sankalpa. So if you have a Sankalpa, mentally repeat it 3 times. If you don't have a Sankalpa, take the attention to the heart space and connect to a positive sense, feeling, or a statement that empowers your well-being, addressing the restoration of the parasympathetic nervous system. So our practice today is on the theme of healing. And when our nervous system is calm and at ease, all the other systems of the body begin to move into harmony. It's the path of yourself that has the ability to tranquilize and receive tranquility. So this resolve or this feeling, this sense, embeds into the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious state, and it's bound to manifest into reality with time. Allowing that intention to soften. And working through the koshas or the sheaths of the body, the different layers of the body, starting with Anamaya Kosha, the sheath of the physical self. We'll begin with a rotation of consciousness around the body. Through a journey of restoring each part of the body back into a state of relaxation. Once connecting to the body part, feel its energy. Notice any sensations. Begin at the right hand thumb. Feel the right hand thumb. Energy, right hand thumb. Shift the awareness to the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, waist, right hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth. The whole right side of the body. The whole right side of the body relaxed, energized, whole right side. Direct the attention now to the left hand thumb. Feel the left hand thumb, energy, left hand thumb. Shift the awareness to the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, the palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, waist, left hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth, the whole left side of the body. The whole left side of the body relaxed, energized. Direct the attention now to the back of the body. Feel the heels, calves, backs of the thighs, the buttocks, lower back, middle back, upper back, back of the neck, back of the head, top of the head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, the eyebrow center, right eye, left eye, right ear, left ear, right cheek, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril, upper lip, lower lip, teeth, tongue, jaw, chin, front of the neck, throat pit, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, pelvic area, tops of the thighs, knees, shins, tops of the feet. Become aware of both feet, both legs, both hands, both arms, torso, neck, and head. The whole body. The whole body resting on the support, relaxed, energized, whole body awareness. Connecting now to pranayama kosha. Pranamaya kosha, the sheath of the energy body. Bring the attention to the breath. And as you travel the awareness through the breath, pay particular attention to the sensations, the changes. Notice the breath. Let your breath come and go naturally. Enjoy observing this ebb and flow, the rise, the fall, the in, the out. The essential breath. Become aware of where you feel this breath most. Perhaps it's in the abdomen, the chest, the nostrils. Do you feel it in the neck, the shoulders, through the arms, the legs, the feet? Notice where the movement of the breath begins. The nostrils, the chest, the ribs, the abdomen, somewhere else. Become aware of how the breath is for you, the quality of the breath. Perhaps it's smooth or rigid, labored or lived. Notice whatever words, images arise. Attention to the breath. Notice the inhalation, the exhalation. And if there's a difference in length, in depth, rather than judging, than labeling. See if you can observe, sensing the nature of the breath, the quality of energy that moves. Notice the upward flowing movements, the downward flowing, the circular movement. Aware of the flow of energy around the body. And if you could describe the quality of the energy, what word or words would come to mind? Allowing the breath to continue as it will, coming and going of its own accord. Bringing the attention now to Mana Maya Kosha, the sheath of the psycho-emotional body. Bring the awareness to the transforming, a physical or emotional issue located in the body, paying particular attention to the sensations and changes you experienced. Become aware of a physical or emotional issue that you would like to transform, whatever that is for you, perhaps an ailment, perhaps a mental or emotional block, stagnation. Clearing away a space in your mind so that something that needs changing can appear. Some issue or way of being, perhaps an attitude that you've grown weary of. Maybe something totally different. Allow yourself to be curious. See where this issue sits in the body. Acknowledging its presence, and there's no need to blame or praise. Seeing if you can have a neutral mind, an honest recognition to the issue, allowing yourself to feel its presence, where it's been or where it may be moving. Just letting it appear to you in any form that it wants. Allowing it to be there as you sense its nature becoming more and more clear, defined as you focus your attention on it. Maybe it has a color, a size, a shape, a texture, a density. Perceive if it feels hard or soft, slippery or spongy, heavy, light. Can you feel the edges? Are there boundaries? Does it take up a lot of space? Checking in with the neutral eye of the mind, neither denying or exaggerating, just seeing what's there, rather than judging, being present with the senses. If a color is present, or colors, do they change? Is there a sound? A rhythm. Really dissecting to understand and enhance the awareness. Perhaps you could smell or taste it. Letting yourself experience this issue with all of your senses in a state of friendliness while remaining detached as we were watching it, feeling it, neither pushing it away or pulling it close, just observing. Observing with a genuine curiosity. Going a little deeper now, Vinamaya Kosha, the sheath of the wisdom body. Now watching this issue, if it starts to shift and change very naturally and of its own accord, allow it begin to transform in whatever direction it is inclined to do so. If it doesn't shift, that's okay. It's good to know. But if it does, and it might happen in its own way, in its own time, just trusting that process. Notice if anything has changed in the color, the size, the density, the temperature, the sound, the smell, whether it's something expanding or shrinking, softening or hardening. You don't need to make sense of it. Regardless of how subtle, delicate, or bold, dramatic it may be, just allow yourself to be present, to feel. Feeling in a detached but curious, friendly and interested. Remaining quiet for a moment or two, letting yourself watch any shift. Moving to Anandamaya Kosha, the sheath of the soul. Begin now to build your inner sanctuary. Imagine yourself wandering with ease down a garden path. The garden is luscious and green, full of colorful plants and flowers. Birds sing and bees hum. The path is covered with moss and the air on your skin is moist. There's a fresh breeze that gently caresses the body and allows you to feel safe and secure as you continue to wander through the beautiful garden. And up ahead, you see a fountain glowing with many colors of the rainbow. As you move closer, these colorful lights begin to dance all around you. Its colors and patterns are endless, and mesmerized by its glory, you stand basking in the light. Feel the sense of contentment arise, like you were smiling from within. You feel compelled to step into the fountain. Surprisingly, the water is comfortable, warm, and you feel the colorful lights washing over you. Happiness begins to bubble up from the soles of the feet. As your body becomes lighter and free from any judgments or limiting beliefs that you have about your body, your mind. Feel free. Allow this feeling of freedom to come fully into the awareness. Cultivating a sense of comfort, security, calm and ease as you stand inside the fountain. You begin to feel a great sense of gratitude for the body. For your body and all that it is, all that it does. You realize what a wonderful gift your body is and you see it as the perfect vehicle for your spirit. Take a few breaths here, allowing the fountain of life to wash every cell and every molecule of your body. Feeling each and every one of these cells and molecules with radiant, vibrant health, your body begins to vibrate with all the colors of the rainbow. And these colors wash away any stress, any concerns, any discomfort. And you feel better than you can remember. You stand in your fountain for as long as you wish. Enjoying the healing benefit of this inner sanctuary. Softening into this space of deep healing, nourishment. Bring to mind again the Sankalpa. Repeat it 3 times. If you're wanting to stay in your meditation practice, continue as you are and just let my words wash over the body, unaffecting you. If you're externalizing, coming back into the body, into the Anamaya Kosha, the physical shield, feel the body lying on the support. Connect to the sense of touch. Feel the touch of coverings on the skin, the weight of your body resting comfortably. Feel the touch of air on the face. Perceive the sounds around you, awakening you up to the time of day. Begin to deepen the breath and use the breath to bring movement to the abdomen, the chest. Extend that movement to the fingers, the toes. Move the hands, the feet. And take whatever stretches the body calls for, waking yourself up. Moving however feels good for you. And if you're externalizing, when you're ready, make your way up to a comfortable seated position. We'll close the practice by chanting the mantra Om once together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. And bring the hands together and rub the palms vigorously, creating warmth, energy. Take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you have a deep, resting, healing evening, and I look forward to practicing with you again soon. Take care.